In the heart of Sydney, the city he adored, a fitting farewell has been held for Sir Nicholas Shehady. Former Prime Ministers John Howard, Paul Keating and Bob Hawke paid their respects at a state funeral at St James's Church alongside Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove. New South Wales politicians, past and present, were among 700 mourners supporting Sir Nicholas's wife, former New South Wales Governor Dame Marie Bashir. Sir Nicholas grew up in Sydney's inner city Redfern, the son of Lebanese migrants. His son, Michael Shehady, told the congregation his father's upbringing was crucial to his outlook on life.
Some would think life in Redfern was a school of hard knocks. But for my father, the community was integral to who he became as a man. In the safety of a loving family, he learnt respect for all and that with hard work, nothing was unachievable.
And he did achieve. Known as a gentle giant, Sir Nicholas captained the Australian rugby team, the Wallabies, and played in 30 tests for his country. He was one of the architects of the inaugural Rugby World Cup and served as chairman of the Sydney Cricket Ground. He was elected Lord Mayor of Sydney in 1973 and had a popular tenure. He also steered SBS during 18 years as chairman. His friend Rodney Cavalier paid tribute at the service.
Meeting him for the first time, Nick had a presence which filled every inch of the space available. He was everything that you'd heard about him and so much more. The affection for Nick at SBS was palpable, and it was exactly the same in the offices and among the ground staff of the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Sir Nicholas eventually took a step back from public life, supporting his wife when she became Governor of New South Wales in 2001. The pair would have celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary this week. Sir Nicholas leaves behind three children and six grandchildren. His grandson, also Nicholas Shehady, spoke of the doting nature of the family's patriarch.
He made a large impact on all our respective lives. Grandpa was always there when we needed him, no matter what the task was.
Throughout the service, Sir Nicholas was remembered for his strong sense of community. Family and friends recalled an inherently decent man who they said was a natural leader. Despite his knighthood and many accolades, Sir Nicholas's son Michael said his father had a simple message for others.
Our father was a man of great humility. Call me Nick was his mantra. He always taught us that humility is the greatest virtue, to never, in his words, put on airs and graces, and to treat everyone, no matter what their station in life, with the greatest of respect and dignity.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.